So is Jen making a mountain out of a molehill? We'll unpack it all in group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, these usually crack me up, so I'm interested to see how this goes.
Oh.
My husband and I were at an event, a kid's event, a couple months back. Mm-hmm. I had a man come up to me, screaming at me, cussing at me, in my face, all kinds of crazy over this kid's game. I was the coach. He was the other coach. And I complained about jerseys getting pulled. His behavior was crazy.
Okay.
Fast forward recently, we're at another kid's event. My husband goes up to this guy, shakes his hand, cutting up with him, congratulated him on a good game.
Mm.
I'm obviously mad and upset about that. Told him how disrespectful that was to me. He shouldn't be talking at all to this guy, let alone acting all buddy-buddy with him, shaking his hand after he called his wife the B-word and cussed me out.
Mm.
He thinks I'm overreacting, told me I need to grow up, led to a huge fight. He's been sleeping on the couch the last few days.
Oh.
So what I want to know is, am I right to be mad? Or is he right and I should just let it go? I've been in therapy about not feeling supported by him, and he refuses to go with me. I just kind of feel stuck with this growing resentment, and I don't know what to do with that. How would you handle it?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it sounds like this isn't a one-off.
No, and I think that's the root of it.
Yeah.
It sounds like this has been like a consistent
pattern.
Problem.
Yeah, a pattern of just not feeling like you're on the same wavelength.
You're on
with
the same
one
team.
Another.
Like,
yeah,
hey,
right.
Why are you not going to back me up? Why are y'all like fine with this guy who just completely cussed me out, disrespected me in public? Let alone in
private. Did you guys have a conversation about the original incident?
Apparently, yes. And that's when he told her, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Okay. And so said, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
I guess.
And
yeah.
Then.
Like, he witnessed it.
And then at the next game, when went up to the coach and said, hey, good game. Like, he had already moved past it.
I'm not entirely sure if it's not clear on if they what the conversation entailed initially, like right after the heat of the moment.
Mm.
I'm not sure how that went down, but she was pretty mad when later they see each other again. And it's like never happened, according to her husband. Not a big deal. And she's obviously not going to be talking to that guy ever again. Right. That's the kind of thing where we're not fine. We're never going to be fine. We're not friends. Why are you friends with him?
Yeah, that's kind of a thing where you gotta, I hate using the word draw a line in the sand.
Right.
But that's a thing where if someone disrespects your spouse, you gotta kind of be
on.
Then
they disrespect you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That is a personal affront to you.
Yes. I agree. I'd be big mad about it. Like, I don't think she's wrong for still being mad about it. And the fact that he is blowing off her feelings about it and not making her feel acknowledged and not understanding how that feels to her.
Yeah.
That he seems to be just fine with that guy.
Someone,
and the way he treated her.
Yeah. You think about it in your own terms.
Yeah.
Like, someone disrespects you.
My husband would have been off the bleachers and over in the guy's face immediately.
Right, right.
And like, instantly, if he saw that happening.
Yeah, for sure. Like
he would have been my knight in shining armor going up and saying, uh-uh.
Right.
What's the problem here? Mm. And it sounded like she had a valid concern about the behavior in the game as well.
Yeah, exactly. As a husband, like, I don't know if I could sit there and just be like, yeah, well, you know what? It is what it is.
No. Nope.
Right.
Your wife would not allow that either.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, she would not allow that.
Right.
But I would definitely feel some sort of way myself about
all
that
stuff.
Well, I
think we all agree, too, that the other coach was wrong the way that he yelled at her. First of all, she had a valid concern. You shouldn't be pulling jerseys in any game, regardless of what sport it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's never, like, allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that was what she was raising concern. And then the other coach is like, no.
I don't know what the term pulling jerseys means. What does that mean? Am I
literally
thinking,
pulling jerseys?
Oh,
holding kids' jerseys.
Okay,
like to try to hold them back defensively, whatever.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right. 502-795-1997. Maybe you've been in this situation. How did you handle it? What was your experience? Maybe that can help here. It's group therapy on 99.7 EJX. Group therapy. There was an altercation amongst coaches at a game recently.
Yes, Jen was one of the coaches.
Yes, the other coach got all up in her face, called her the B word, all that stuff.
She was just like, listen, these kids are, you know, pulling jerseys and you can't be doing that.
Husband witnessed that. So then fast forward a week or two and they're at another game. Husband's all buddy-buddy, goes up, good game, to the other coach. And
she's like, why are you talking to him?
Right. She feels
disrespected me. We don't talk to him anymore.
That's right. And yeah.
Jen is also rolling in with more information because this is real-time fluid situation. She says, mind you, these were toddlers, 3 to 5-year-olds.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And she said, pulling jerseys. A kid was pulling the neck of the jerseys. Her mom said, It's okay. She plays basketball. Also, this has been a couple of weeks now. She's been to the therapist about it a few times and still validates that she's right.
Andrew, the love doctor, checks in. Not a real doctor, but comments on our show all the time, checks in on voice note.
Hey guys, first question I got is, who's the man in this relationship?
Oh.
Yeah, good Lord. Yeah, that's not good at all. And this happened in a social setting where she was taking the brunt of this guy getting in her face. And I'm like Kelly and like Ben, if that had happened, of course I'm not married, but if I was, I'd be the first person off the bleachers. The bigger problem here, though, guys, is what happens in the relationship when that happens. If he's not willing to go to therapy with her, that's a problem.
Yeah.
He's not willing to accept the fact that there's issues going on in the marriage.
Yeah.
And this is going to get worse before it gets better.
Oof.
I'm just going to tell you that right now. So he needs to go. She needs to convince him to go, or they're in for a major blow-up. Keep on loving, guys.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Yes. Sabrina says it does sound like a lack of support is a running theme.
Yeah.
And this is the latest display of it. If he doesn't start to show any change in behavior, especially accompanying you to therapy, this is only going to lead to more and more resentment and ultimately will not end well.
Yeah. I was going to say, this doesn't sound like it. It just doesn't sound like they're on the same page.
No. Yeah. Ashley says he seems checked out. Not at all concerned with her feelings. If she's been going to therapy for the same core issue and he doesn't even try to see her perspective in
That's
this most recent incident of her not feeling supported, then, you know, don't think he wants to change and she deserves better.
Virginia, voice note.
I'm definitely on the chick side.
Mm.
If I hate him, you hate him.
That's right.
Yes.
If he attacked me, you don't ever speak to him again.
Yes.
Like, honey, listen, there's no way you could keep me calm. If my husband went over and talked to somebody who cussed me out, mm-hmm. like, and you saw them cuss me out, that let me know it's almost time to start thinking about divorce, baby, because you're not even on my side.
Oh.
Like, what kind of sense does that make?
Yeah.
Nah, we're not finna go down like this.
No.
You gonna have my side, or you gonna get out this house.
Yes, Virginia.
She just needs to lay down the law like Virginia.
Listen.
Yes.
We're
on a team.
Yeah, I was going to say, your partner.
We hate him together.
Your partner, your spouse.
Yes.
Is your person.
Yes.
When you do vows and you do all that stuff.
They should write right in there, if you get disrespected, then I get disrespected.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. Like, that's your ride or die.
Yes.
You know, that is the person.
Yes.
So you got to have their back. They got to have your back.
Yeah,
and so if that's
no
not
bro code anymore.
Right.
With this other guy.
Right. So you got to get on the
team.
Same page. So I think the thing that we've got to figure out is how to get them to understand your feelings are valid and maybe go to some therapy with you. I don't know how to, I mean, you can't force someone to do that, but it's like, you know, maybe that's what we need to at least try to portray here, or try to convey is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. We're all, yes, Jen, we support you. You should be mad. This is a big problem. But the fact is that he's just disregarding your feelings when you tell him how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
And the fact that he doesn't want to go to therapy with you to try to figure out better communication skills and how to understand each other better. That's also a bigger problem in the fact that you're going to continue to have these issues where you don't feel supported. And he's going to keep disregarding that. And that's never going to be a recipe for long-term success.
No, you gotta be on the same page, and you gotta try to convince them to get on the same page with you.
Yes.
And if that means going
start
to some therapy or whatever.
Hearing you.
And yeah, for sure. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted.
We are invested.
That's right.
We know they're all listening.
That is group therapy.